Believe it or not, this is our 15th shir. We're up to shir number 15. Yankee, all Yankees chus. Yankee Zigglebaum. Okay, we're up to shir number 15, so we're up to the sugya of Karbonis. Today we're going to discuss some of the topics of Karbonis.
But Yankee saving on the kugel. Where's the kugel, Jones?
Wherever you want, you can come to my house. It's available now. Yes, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry that I'm saving on it. That wasn't my intention.
Okay, let's learn. Let's begin. We're learning over here today the Karbonis. As we've already gone through Moda'ani, the Birchus HaShachar, and now we come to the next part of Davening Karbonis. Now, Karbonis is a long, complex section. There are many, many parts to Karbonis. First thing is the Kiyor. The parasha, you know, our minhagim. There are many minhagim. There are different minhagim. What a person should say as part of the karbanos, but in our siddur we have the kiyor. First, you have to wash your hands, and then there is trumas hadeshen, and then, excuse me, I'm sorry. How could I do this? The most important part is the akeda. Excuse me. The beginning of karbanos is the parashas ha'akeda. Now, in the art school siddur, for whatever reason, they do not give it the title Karbonis. This is an interesting. This is something that you have to study the printer, the style of the printers. In the olden days, there were no titles for the different parts of davening. The davening was just presented in the siddur the way it is. This that we put into the siddur, Akeda, Karbonis, the Ketores, this is all new. And it's not necessarily accurate. In the art school siddur, there's a section called Akeda. And after the Akeda, which goes all the way through Kriya Shema, it then begins the section called Korbanos. Even on the title, on the top of the page, with the page number, it says Shachris Akeda. And only when we get to the Tamid, only when we get to the Kiyor, the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Tamid, do we begin the parasha, what we call the parasha of the Korbanos. And then we go into all the korbanos that a person can possibly bring, and the ketores as well. Okay, but for our purposes, we're going to make a very big assumption, and we're going to say that the akeda is a chelek of the section called korbanos. Before we enter into pesukei de zimra, we recite all of the pesukim in the Torah, unashal mofodim sefosein, bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam. We offered korbanos. Okay, we offered various korbanos, and the korbanos that we offered, we can't bring mizman hazeh. Excuse me, I have over here. I don't want to make a disturb. There's something going on here on my phone. All right, I'm sorry about that. Back in business. We offered korbanos, and we cannot offer the korbanos, so neshal mofonim sifaseinu. Davening shachris alone is kneged the korban tamid shel shachar, and mincha is the tamid shel ben harbayim. Ma'ariv is the burning of the imurim on the mizbeach. But if we have time, we should to enhance the principle of neshal mofonim sifaseinu. We also recite the psukim word for word of all the various korbanos, including first washing our hands. The Kohanim would wash their hands, then they would bring the Trumas Hadeshen, and then they would bring the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Ketores, and the landing of the Menorah, and then all the possible Korbanos that a person can bring. In the Mirzchem, we'll discuss some of these things later on. But as a Hakdama to the Korbanos, we describe the ultimate Korban, a human sacrifice. The ultimate Korban is to bring yourself, Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem, man. If you will bring the parasha of Karbonos, and the parasha of Karbonos and parasha Svayikra begins with the words Adam, man, ki yakriv, if he will offer mikem, which literally means from yourself. And the only one that came close to this was Avraham, who offered Yitzchak al gabe ho'akeda. So the ultimate Korban is Avraham bringing Yitzchak to the Mizbeach. Okay, that is why the Akedah, on this, in the simplest understanding, is concluded in this section of tefillah because it is the ultimate carbon. Now, there's something much deeper. There's something much, much deeper going on, and I want to do it in two parts. Part number one, you have to appreciate that this today that we recite the psukim of the Akedah comes from a pasuk in Chumash. What's the pasuk in Chumash? Avram Avinu, after the Maisa of Loit and Sedoim, was depressed. Okay, I don't know if you can use that word. It's not a nice word to say about Avram Avinu, but he said some very harsh words. Hashem Elokim, ma titen li v'anochi hoylech ariri. What do I have from all this? What do I get out of all this? I'm a nothing. I'm going to leave this world without a legacy. Uven meshek beis Yehuda mesek Eliezer. So Hashem said to Avram Avinu, I don't want you to worry about this. Do not worry. I'm going to give you a child. You're going to have, you will have a child. And then the pasuk says something that is extremely important. And you can argue that this pasuk is the most important pasuk in the entire Torah. You can definitely make a thesis to say that if there's one pasuk in the whole Torah that is the most fundamental pasuk to everything that in the whole Torah kula, Rav Meir, you have to ask Tamari if this is true. But I would put my bets on this pasuk. Ve'emin b'Hashem v'yachshevecho loy tzedaka. Avram Avinu had emuna in Hashem, and Hashem considered this as an act of righteousness for Avraham Avinu. This pasuk is testimony to the ultimate faith that Avraham Avinu had in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an incredible pasuk. Hashem says to Avram, you will have a child. You will have a child. Vehemin b'Hashem. And he believed. He was a maimon. Okay, part two. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, guess what? I got another gift for you. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And here, Avraham Avinu did not respond with the same degree of faith. Instead, he said, what did he say? He said, Bamo Eda Ki Iroshena. How do I know that I will inherit Eretz Yisrael? Okay, 1 second. Can you make it a little lower? How do I know I'm going to Yarish and Eretz Yisrael? So what does Hashem say to Avram Avinu? He presents for him, Vayoymer Elov Kicholi Egla Mishuleshes, the Ez Mishuleshes, the Ail Mishuleshes, the Sorvi Goizol. And there's a long Rashi over here, and Rashi basically says, is in the Zuchus of the Kurbonos that you will bring in the Beis HaMikdash, in that Zuchus you will inherit, possess Eretz Yisrael. Now that itself is an incredible chiddush to say. We don't think of this. We almost never think of it like this. How many people do you know? If you talk to the average person, you ask them, what zuchus does the Jewish people possess the land of Eretz Yisrael? And what do they say? Oh, Avram Avinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's a fair shapasik. The fact that we possess Eretz Yisrael is in the zuchus of Eretz Yisrael, above Korbanos. The words of Rashi are davar acher, bamo eda, loy shal loy ois. Avram did not ask for a sign. Elo omar lefanav hodi eni beeze zuchus yiskay muba. In what zuchus do we merit to possess the land? Omar loy hakadosh baruch hu bezuchus hakorbanos. Then Avram Avin, the Gemara goes on to say, Tenach. That's all good and fine when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and we have the ability and opportunity to bring Korbanos. What about Bezman Hazem when there's no Beis HaMikdash? In what zchus will we possess Eretz Yisrael? So Hashem says, just read the parsha. reading the parasha of Korbanos is equivalent to bringing the Korbanos. And when we daven, Shachris, it's a Korban. Mincha is a Korban. Marv is a Korban. It's the koyach of tefillah that is equivalent to bringing a Korban. And in that schus, we continue to possess Eretz Yisrael. Now that's, you know, that is an amazing Musa Haskell for us. And as a Hakdam, I tell you only 100 times, is that no one knows why this terrible Magefa has come upon us. But one thing we have a right to make an observation and do things and pay attention to things that we are anyway supposed to do. And one of the main consequences of this Magefa is davening. There is no davening. Davening is a fraction of what it used to be. Okay, everyone will tell you that the davening is not the same. And it's only in the zechus of korbanos, of tefillah, do we continue to possess Eretz. So it's a very frightening thing, is that we're now in a matzav where our hold on Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk in the Torah, and it's Rashi and Chumash, that the zechus that we have to maintain Eretz Yisrael is bring korbanos, and when there are no korbanos, it's the koich of tefillah, which is in the place of korbanos, and if Klal Yisrael now is in the matzav where we are weak in our ability to daven, that's a very big problem. That's a very big problem in our ability to possess Eretz Yisrael. So it's not a coincidence that the last major news item, the major thing that took place in the news before Corona struck the world, was the peace process, when Jared Kushner presented to the world a new peace initiative to possess, to finally, after all these years, to make a deal with our enemies to finally possess the land of Eretz Yisrael in peace. There should be peace and security, and there should be enough of the nonsense should come to an end. And as we discussed this in the Shiur on Friday, is that there were a lot of very unique things about this peace initiative, even though you would think that if you can take out the newspaper today, it's almost word for word from 30, 40, 50 years ago, you wouldn't even know there's any difference. You can just basically recycle the old newspapers because the news is always the same. It's always the same story over and over again. But the truth is, it's not. The truth is, there are a lot of fundamental differences. And one of the fundamental differences is that this was being presented by a person, I told you this, by a person who was a Shomer Torah u'mitzvah. And you cannot ignore that fact. It's a very fascinating fact that it was headed by a person who was a Shomer Torah u'mitzvah, presenting a plea to the world to possess Eretz Yisrael in Shalom. And right after that, broke out a horrible magefa. It's claimed 250,000 people, 70,000 in America. Amongst us, we discussed this morning, 1,000 Shomer Torah mitzvahs, took away from each one approximately 13 years of their life. 13 years multiplied by 1,000 is 13,000. Okay, 13 years, but it took away from us an incredible horror, and the koyach of tefillah is what gives us the ability to possess Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the side point. Now here's the point one. This is a very big yisoid. This is a very, very important yisoid. What is the Akedah? Let's review. This is a very, very important yisoid. What I'm telling now is the yisoid for the entire davening. The whole davening is built upon what we're about to learn now. The Akedah represents two things. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I want you to offer your child as a sacrifice. Hashem told Avraham Avinu that the only koyach, the zechus to possess Eretz Yisrael, is the korbanos. When Hashem told Avraham Avinu that you're going to have Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu did not express the same degree of emuna that he expressed when he was told that he would have a child. When he was told that he would have a child, the pasuk says, "Vehemin, vehemin b'Hashem." You know what? Do you hear background noise? Can someone tell me if you hear background noise? No background noise? It's clear? Good, okay. It was pure emuna, the recognition that Hashem would give Avram Avinu a child. But Eretz Yisrael, there was not pure emuna. The emuna was lacking to some degree. And that's why Avram Avinu said, "Bamoeda, how do I know? How is this going to be maintained?" Hashem says, "Oh, you don't have emuna? Okay. Yitaka nida zuchus, korbanos. Oh, what's going to be when there are no korbanos? Okay, so then you'll daven. What are we doing over here in the Akedah? We are combining a korban with Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the product of pure emuna. Eretz Yisrael, korbanos. Korbanos was Hashem's answer to Avram Avinu regarding Eretz Yisrael when he did not have that pure emunah. In essence, what Hashem is telling Avram Avinu when he tells him to do the Akedah, he's telling him, listen, Avram Avinu, you got a problem. I promised you Eretz Yisrael. You were not 100%. You said, Bama'ida, how do I know? And I said to you, okay, if you're not ready, you're going to taka nida zuchus. Bring korbanos. Korbanos. How is that going to help? You're going to bring korbanos. Hashem says, listen, you do got something good going for you. When I told you you're going to have a Yitzchak, there was pure, unadulterated emuna. I want you to take that emuna and use it, combine it, with a korban. There are two major themes. Ribbono shel Olam, how do I know I'm going to have a child? Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, you're going to have a child and you're going to have Eretz Yisrael. The child was emuna. Eretz Yisrael was korbanos. The Akedah brings these two together. It takes carbon, and it takes Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a product of pure emuna. And Hashem is saying, take that object that is pure, unadulterated emuna, the product of emuna, the heaven b'Hashem, and bring that into the world of korbanos, which is Eretz Yisrael. For Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, I really wanted you to have full emuna. I really would have preferred had you said about Eretz Yisrael, Vehemen b'Hashem. But you didn't. So what's the consequence? The consequence is there has to be korbanos. But when it came to Yitzchak, there was pure emuna. The Akedah is taking Yitzchak and bringing Yitzchak as a korban. It is the synthesis of these two items that Hashem promised. That Hashem promised Avram Avinu. And Hashem is, in essence, telling him, take the emuna that lies in the product of Yitzchak and inject that emuna into your korbanos. So that it's as if, when I promised you Eretz Yisrael, your reply for Eretz Yisrael will be Vehemen b'Hashem. Just like when it comes to the promise that you will have a Yitzchak, the response was a Hemen b'Hashem, and Yitzchak now is a living proof of that emuna. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that emuna, and that's why there has to be korbanos. Hashem says, upgrade. I want you to upgrade. Don't just bring korbanos. Take the emuna of Yitzchak, which is the product of emuna, inject that into the offering of korbanos before Hashem, which is part of our existence of having an Eretz Yisrael, so that our emuna, that Eretz Yisrael is ours, should be equal to the emuna that you expressed with the Hemin b'Hashem Yitzchak. Now let me explain. Let's go to the most potent portion of Tzila. That is the Shemoneh Esrei. Shmona Esrei is when we stand before Hashem. Before we come to Shmona Esrei, we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And we know everyone knows the halacha that you are not allowed to be mafsik bein geula litfila. And Chazal say, kol hasoimech geula litfila, if you combine the two together, it's gold. Your tefillah will be answered. So the question is, what's the big deal? We make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. What's the big deal? What's the significance of connecting geula, redemption, to prayer? It's a big question, and there are many answers, but without a shadow of a doubt, the most popular answer that you will see in any Sefer on Tefillah will be the answer given by Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's not redemption, per se. When Chazal say, Asoimech geula tefillah, it means the emuna that lies in redemption. When Hashem redeemed the Jewish people, the pasuk says, the pasukim read, "Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayam, Vayar Yisrael es hayad hagedolah asher os Hashem b'Mitzrayim, Vayi ru'u ha'am es Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem." They had faith in Hashem, uv'Moshe avdo, and Moshe his servant. Rabbeinu Yonah says, when it says geula, geula is just a code word for emuna, faith. You cannot stand before Hashem and pray for anything unless you have full faith in Hashem, that Hashem has the power, the ability to grant you your wish. You're wasting your time. If you do not fully believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the power to grant you what you want, don't waste your time and daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need emuna before you daven. You must be soimech geula litzvila. Geula means the emuna that lies in the geula, vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avda, which was the climax of the geula, to the tzvila. That's exactly what you do when we read the Akedah. Where basically the Akedah is even a greater synthesis of geula litzvila, of emuna to tzvila. Because what is a karbon? A karbon is coming close, coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karbon in essence is prayer. You're doing a sacrifice. You're sacrificing yourself, or instead of yourself, so you bring an animal. You're wasting your time. What are you bringing an animal? You need to have emuna that your sacrifice has value before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is a physical product, the ultimate object in this world that represents emuna. Avram Avinu had no children. He had Eliezer, Damesek Beisi, he had Yishmael. And Hashem says to Avram Avinu, no, you're going to have a child. You can have Yishmael. Yeah, Yishmael was later. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, you will have a Yitzchak. And Avram Avinu's response is, Vehemin b'Hashem. The Torah says, testimony. I have faith in you, Hashem. And as a result of that faith, what happened years later? Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak is a product of emuna. Take that emuna and bring that in. It's not to sacrifice the emuna. In the Akedah represents inject emuna, the product of emuna, into the concept of karbonos. Take Yitzchak and bring Yitzchak as a karbon. What is a karbon? Prayer. What does Shacharis correspond to? A karbon. What does Mincha correspond to? A karbon. What does Marv correspond to? A karbon. Unashalma fadim sifaseinu. Oh, you want to bring a karbon? You want to pray to Hashem? Do you have faith? Do you really believe in Hashem? You got to take a product of faith and inject it into the karbon. The Akedah is the synthesis of being soimech geula litfila. Take that Yitzchak, the product of emuna, bring it as a karbon, not to destroy it. Inject it. Inject it. Inject that potency of vehemen b'Hashem into your avoda of offering sacrifices before Hashem. Hashem never told Avram Avinu to sacrifice Yitzchak. Hashem said, v'ha'aleu lo'oila. V'ha'aleu, what is the deeper meaning that Hashem says to Avram? You missed the point. I never told you to sacrifice Yitzchak. I never told you, kach no'as b'nuchas yichidcha asher hafta v'lech v'chal eretz amriya, v'ha'aleu sham lo'oila. I never told you to sacrifice your child. I told you to take what Yitzchak means to you, that emuna, and when you now bring a korban oila, the Eloi shel Yitzchak, and you service me, you pray to me, you should pray to me with the same sincerity of the emuna you expressed in the birth of Yitzchak Avinu. That is what it's all about. And that is what the Akeid is. It's the synthesis. And that is the Hakdama to Davening. The Hakdama, after we recite our Berachas HaShachar, and now we're going into Tefillah, the first thing is the Akeidah, because the Akeidah basically is Soymech Geula L'Tefillah. We are Soymech Geula L'Tefillah in the beginning of Davening, and we are Soymech Geula L'Tefillah second time around, right before we go into the Shemayne Esri, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Okay, I hope I'm being clear. I'm trying to bring out this point of connecting these two together. And the Musa Haskel, I mean, and when you want to just expand on the, really in the basic pshat, is that being that the Korbanos, as we began, that our zuchus, our ability to maintain, to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, is only in the zuchus of Korbanos. And when there are no korbanos, it is tefillah. And we have to inject into that korban, into that tefillah, emunah. That in order for us to maintain, to possess Eretz Yisrael, and to live in Eretz Yisrael, we have to upgrade our emunah in Hashem to a much higher degree. We have to come back to the most important pasuk in the whole Torah, pasuk perek, yud, dalid, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Vav, Vehemin Bahashem Vayachsheveho Loi Tzedaka. Okay, so this is one idea. Let's now go to another idea. Okay, another idea. I'll tell you an idea from the Brisker Rav, okay, and then I want to expand upon it a little bit. It's a very, very beautiful Vart about the Akeda. Go to the Akeda. What happened first? What does the word Akedah literally mean? To bind, to tie up. There's a whole shaila. How exactly did Avraham tie up Yitzchak? Did he tie his two legs together? Did he tie his two hands together? Did he tie his hand to his leg? Which hand to which leg? This is the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Those who learned Daf Yomi learned this not so long ago. Discussion as to exactly the technique. What was his technique and how Avraham Avinu tied up Yitzchak Avinu hand to hand, leg to leg, hand to leg? I think the Rishonim say they crossed over one hand to the other leg, whatever it was. Question, when exactly did he do this act of tying up Yitzchak? So we read the Pesukim. It says in the Pesukim, read the Pesukim, what happened? It says here, they went to the Mizbeach, hey, Vayikach, let's see. Vayoyme Avraham Elokim Yirloi Hasel Le'ila B'ni. Vayel Chushrem Yachtav. Vayavohu El Hamokoy Masha Omaloi Elokim. Vayiven Shom Avraham Es HaMizbeach. He built the Mizbeach. Vayaroich Es Ho'etzim. And he arranged the wood. And it says now, Vayakoyd Es Yitzchak B'noi. First, he tied him up. And then it says, "Vayosem oisoy al hamizbeach mimalo etzim." It doesn't get better than this. It's clear as day. It's explicit as it can possibly be. First, Avraham Avinu tied up Akeda. That's the Akeda, right? The Akeda is the tying. He was bound below on the ground, and after he was tied up, Avraham picked him up. He picked up this 37-year-old man. He picked him up and he put him on the altar. Problem is, in Kimat, every single Nusach of Tefillah, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's the Akedah, whether it's Slichos, you go check out every time we invoke the Zchus of the Akedah, like we do here right after we finish. After we finish the Akedah, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hirotzei Melachanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Shetizkor Lanu Bris Avoseinu, Kemo Shekavash, Avraham Avinu Yaseid, Rachamon Ben Yechidoi, V'Ratzo Lishchorei Soi, Kein Kidei Lasois Ritzoinecha. Okay, so what does it say over here? Kein Yich Shachamel Kasav. Okay, let me find over here. No, that's not what I was looking for. Where is something? We're in the beginning. In the beginning. Here it is, in the beginning, right in the beginning. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu. Zochreinu b'zikoroin toyev lefanecha. Ufokdeinu b'fkudas. Yeshuv rachim, v'chulu, v'chulu. And then it says, are we talking about Zucholinu, es Hashem Elokeinu, es Avas HaKadmoinim, Avram Yitzav Yisrael Avdecha, es Abris, es Chesef, es Hashvua, es Nishbat, la'avram Avinu Hamariya, v'yesu Akeda. This is the Hakdama to the Akeda. It's the Yehira, it's the Nusach of the Siddur. She'okad es Yitzchok Binoy al Gabei HaMizbeach. Sorry, it doesn't say that in the Bible. Sorry, it doesn't say that. In the Yehi Ratzon, not the Yehi Ratzon, this is the Tefillah, right before you read the Pesukim, you ever think about this? I assume everyone here says this every single day, with just like Mark. Mark is smiling, he says it every single day, with Groysa Kavana. Halavai our ni'ilah should be like the way he says this, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. And what does it say here? She'okad es Yitzchok Binoy al Gabe HaMizbech. He was okad, he tied him up. He tied him up. Where did he tie him up? He tied him up on top of the Mizbech. Before you say the psukim, it says explicitly he tied him up on top of the mizbeach. And what does it say in the Torah? It says in the Torah, it doesn't say that. It says in the Torah, first he tied him up, and then first it says vayakoid es Yitzchak bino, and then it says vayosem oisoy al hamizbeach. So there's a stira between the Torah and the Siddur. What's going on? And on Yom Kippur, you also say he tied him on the Mizbeach. And in Slichos, you say he tied him on the Mizbeach. This is not my kasha. I would never know this. I could say this 10 lifetimes. I wouldn't pick this up. Okay, I don't pay attention to what I'm saying. But the Brisker of, he paid attention to what he said. And he saw this as a blatant contradiction. Are you talking such a thing? So he gives a brilliant answer, a very powerful answer, which totally changes everything we ever thought about the Akedah, and opens up a whole new world. His answer is it's a medrash. The medrash is that Avram, when Avram was about to slaughter Yitzchak, Yitzchak said to his father, "Father, don't put the knife to my neck just yet. I'm afraid I may twitch. And if I twitch, it's not going to be a kosher shechita. And if it's not a kosher shechita, then it's a wasted opportunity. It's not a kosher carbon." Or is another medrash that says, "I may kick you. I may, in the process, you're hovering over my body to shachmi, I may twitch, and I may be in violation of kibud av. I may give you a little kick. I may kick you, or I may move my arm and resist while you're doing the shechita. I don't want it to be a wasted carbon." So the Medrash says, Avram Avinu, he listened to what he said, and Avram Avinu went, and basically, the way the Brisker Rav understands the Pesukim, he retied him. He tied him all over again. In other words, when he tied him down, the Pasuk, you cannot deny the fact that Avram Avinu, he tied him up. It says Beferish, he tied him up before he put him on the Mizbech, but he did not tie him so tight. It was loose, a little bit. Loose, he tied his feet together, his hands together. It was not an intense
lost.
Sorry, he did not tie him up so tightly. It was loose.
Nothing. Something happened.
What happened? You lost me. What's
I
wrong?
Lost you. I lost you. Few word that he was going to tie him
Didn't tie him up. And I don't know what happened.
I'm losing you. Is your internet connection good? I'm losing you, Mark. Mark, you hear me? Mark, you're freezing.
It is.
Is it my connection? Is it my connection or your connection? Blazy, you hear me okay? He says good. I think it's your connection. Maybe your connection is a little bit weak. All right, but in any event, over here, the problem over here is, according to the risk of these medaik, is that there were two tyings, two bindings. He was bound on the ground before he was put on the Mizbeach, loosely, not too tight, not gave him some room to breathe. And then when he was on the Mizbeach, Yitzchak said, it's not good enough. Do it again. Redo it. Take off the ropes and do it again tight, very tight, so I shouldn't twitch. Because if I twitch, it might not be a good shechita. If I might give you a kick, I'll be in violation of Kibbutz. So Avraham Avinu tied him a second time. Whose initiative was it to tie him a second time? It was Yitzchak's initiative to tie him a second time. So now, here's the age-old question. Whose nisayon was the Akedah? Was it the nisayon of Avraham Avinu? Hashem says, take your beloved child and slaughter him. Or was it the nisayon of Yitzchak? Could you imagine if you were a child? Your father wakes you up one morning and says, my child, today's your lucky day. I'm going to slaughter you as a sacrifice to Hashem. So what would you do? You would call the police. You would run away. Okay, you would run away, call the police. What are you kidding? What are you crazy? You're gonna slaughter me? Out of your mind? Who told you to slaughter me? The Ribbono Shel Olam told me to slaughter you. What? What are you talking about? Hashem doesn't want human sacrifices. Who told you this? You need some medication. Dad, let's go to the psychiatrist today. He'll diagnose you with who knows what. Bipolar, schizophrenia, OCD. Who knows what type of mental condition he'll diagnose you with. You're telling me. The kid's out of there. I'm out of here. Yitzchak also had a very great nisayon to be a maimin. That when his father Avraham Avinu told him, the Ribbono Shel Olam came to me and told me to slaughter you, that's very serious. In fact, that nisayon trumps Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. We didn't have emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single member of Klal Yisrael saw with his own eyes Hashem come down on Har Sinai and heard with his own ears the Aseres HaDibros. There was no faith. It was a reality. The Akedah is even greater than Matan Torah. Because the Akedah, number one, Avraham Avinu to go through with it, which is totally off the charts, that he would do this. He would listen to Hashem to slaughter his only child. And even bigger, Yitzchak would have emunah in his father? Father, are you really serious? Now, by the way, this goes back to what we learned before. How indeed did Yitzchak have emunah in Avraham Avinu? Because Yitzchak was a product of, this is a side point, Yitzchak was a product of emunah. Hashem said to Avraham, I want to give you good news. You will have a child. And Avraham Avinu responded, I believe you. Vehemin b'Hashem. The product of that statement was Yitzchak. So it's not a question. How did Yitzchak believe his father? Yitzchak's essence is faith. He is a product of faith. So it's no surprise that Yitzchak would have faith in his father when his father tells him, guess what? Hashem came to me and told me that he wants me to offer you as a sacrifice. If the whole essence of Yitzchak is a product of emunah, we can understand how Yitzchak was able to have emunah that he's going to be a karban. The average person, if the father tells them, my child, today is your lucky day, today you're going to be offered on the Mizbeach, that child is out of there. He's gone. He runs away so fast, nothing's going to stop him from running away, from calling the authorities and having his father put away in a psychiatric ward with the other loony toonies out there. But Yitzhak didn't do that, because Yitzhak knew that his father was the real deal, because Yitzhak was a product of Emunah. Now, Yitzhak is being, it's a nisayon for Yitzhak. And Yitzhak's Emunah was so great where Yitzhak, when he was on the Mizbeach, he told his father, you know, what you did is not good enough. You tied me up. It's no good. Dad, you don't know how to tie knots. You got to do this all over again. When we talk about the Akedah and we invoke the Zuchus of the Akedah, it's both. Uzichor lanu Hashem Elokeinu avas hakadmoinim. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael avadecha. Es habris v'es hachesed v'es hashvua shenishpata le'Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is mentioned. And we also invoke the Zuchus of Yitzchak. V'yes ho'akedah, which akedah? Not the first akedah, the second akedah. The akedah of what happened on the Mizbeach, she'okad es Yitzchak b'noi al gabei ha'mizbeach. Whose akedah was that? That was the akedah that Yitzchak demanded. Okay, so it's the synthesis. It's of the father and the son. It's a father son team. Now I want to expand this part. Everything I just told you right now is not mine. I can't take any credit for this part. This part is the part of the Brisker Rav Soloveitchik. You have to ask my cousin Mark, you have to ask my cousin about this part. It's in his blood. This comes from his Zayda. Okay, his Zayda is the one who said this part. Okay, it doesn't get better than that. Now I want to expand upon that. When it comes to the Yom HaKippurim, you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so what does it say? What is it? So the question, there was a big, big machlokes between the Stoikim and the Purushim. When do you make the Ketores? Do you make the Ketores outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do you make the Ketores, in other words, you have two items. You have the coals and you have the Ketores. When do you put the 11 ingredients on the coals to produce the fragrance? Do you do it when you're standing outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim before you enter? So you should enter with a ready-made product? Or do you enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you pour the coals, the incense on the coals? The Tzedoikim insisted that you do it outside. Outside, that's the place to do it. And the Purushim insisted that it's 100% wrong. You do it inside. Ad Kedei Kach, and this was an ongoing debate, and they always suspected that the Kohen Gadol was a closet Tzedoiki, and being that no one is allowed to be present when this thing took place, they were afraid that when he went in to do the avodah in Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol was a make-believe, a closet tzedoki, and he would do it. He would do it the wrong way. He would go into the he would produce the Ketores outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the ready-made product. And they had to adjure him. They sat him down Erev Yom Kippur, and they said to him, listen, I know that you went to all the Haredi yeshivas, and everything about you tells us that you're a parush, but who knows? Who knows what's really going on in your mind? And we want you to take a shavua, an oath, to swear by Hashem's name that tomorrow you do it the right way. And you don't dare, do it like the Tzedoki. Don't you dare. If you do like the Tzedoki, you're going to be in violation of an oath, which you also, the Tzedoki also know that it's serious business to be in violation of taking a Shavua. So the question is, what's going on over here? And this is like a big thing. Like the world depends upon this. This machlokes, like we laugh at it because we have no appreciation of what's going on over here. And like this occupies the major chunk of Yom HaKippurim is the Kohen Gadol closet Tzedoki. And what's going on over here? What's going on over here? You think about it, there's a parallel between going into the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Akedah. The binding of Yitzchak, did it take place before he was put on the Mizbeach? Or did it take place after he was put on the Mizbeach? I'm suggesting the Mizbeach is like the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's equivalent. You have the earth and you have the sacred Mizbeach. Do you first go on to the Mizbeach and then do the binding, the Akedah? Or do you do the Akedah from a distance and then you go on to the holy place? Well, here there was both. Because you could here they, it was done twice. Avraham did it. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. The tzedokim, you know, they like to take the pasukim very literally. The pasuk says it was done first. But we have a tradition that in addition to the first binding, there was a second binding that took place on the Mizbeach. It says Beferish in the Medrash, which the Bris Karav dwells on. And when we invoke the Zuchus of the Akedah, of course, it's the Akedah Avraham Avinu's Zuchus. But Yitzchak also was a partner. And to a degree, Yitzchak's partnership was even greater than Avraham's Akedah. Because Yitzchak, you know, it's his life. He's the one that's going to die. And he's the one that is believing his father. Hashem didn't come to Yitzchak. It's an incredible chiddush that Yitzchak would go through with this. You go find me one person in the whole world today, if their father comes to them and tells them, oh, my son, today is the big day. We're going to offer you as a sacrifice. Yeah, you go try to find me one person that has that kind of emunah. Okay, obviously there's a lot more going on over here. There's a lot of depth going on over here. But Yitzchak entered upon the Mizbeach, and after being upon the Mizbeach, now, when they're inside, Yitzchak says, you know, let's do this right. Let me also have a chelek. Let me express it in different words. Okay, then we'll stop. Let me just express it in different words. We're out of time. Different words. Avraham Avinu, he made us Jewish. Avraham Avinu was a non-Jew. He was a child of Terach. He worked in the idol factory. That's what he did. Mitchila oivde avoyde zara hoyu avoseinu. Avraham Avinu, he broke out of that. And he had a child, Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born and had a bris milah. When Yitzchak woke up, I'm already Jewish. There's nothing more for me to do. I don't have to do anything. I'm done already. I'm a finished product. I'm just going to go for the ride. Enjoy the ride. Yitzchak said, no, just because I have involuntarily entered Judaism, I'm already in the Kodesh HaKodashim, I also want a chelek in this religion. I also want a portion I can call my own. And when he sees that he's about to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, he says to his father, you know, I also want a chelek in being in this karban. And the way I'm going to have a chelek in this karban is, I demand that you tie me up better. Avraham Avinu got him on the Mizbeach. But Yitzchak, when he was on the Mizbeach, he went a step further. Avraham Avinu got us into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Wow, look at that. We got into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now what do we do? What are we doing there? Let's look at the scenery. It's very nice. There's an Oroin, there are Kruvim, there's gold, there's embroidery on the walls. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim. What right do you have to walk into the Kodesh HaKodashim? How do you get here? My tate, my father, is the he's in charge here. He's the balabas. So he gave me his pass. He gave me his pass. I swiped the card on the door, and the door opens. I go inside. I'm the child of the boss. I come inside, very nice. It's not my zuchus. What do you have to offer? I got here because of someone else. But when I'm inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, I make the Ketores. I don't walk into the Kodesh HaKodashim with someone else's Ketores. If you make the Ketores outside, in the street, outside in the Azara, in the Heichol, and you walk in, it's like, yeah, I'm coming now in the Zichus of Avraham Avinu. By coming into the Kodesh HaKodashim with just the coals and the Ketores and making it in the Kodesh HaKodashim, you're making a statement. My father got me here, but I also have what to contribute on my own. I'm going to make the Ketores in here. My father brought me here, but while I'm here, I'm going to go to the next step. Just like Yitzchak, Avram Avinu, he brought Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the Kodesh HaKodashim. But Yitzchak said, wait a minute. Before we do this ceremony, I also want a chelik in this ceremony. Tie me up again. Tie me up again. It's not good enough. And when we invoke the Zechus of the Akedah, whose Zechus do we invoke? Not the binding of Avram Avinu, the binding of Yitzchak al Gabe HaMizbeach. We ask Hashem to remember Es Hashvur Shneshvatel Avram Avinu Baharmuya Vesokeda Shokad Es Yitzchak Benoy Al Gabe HaMizbeach. When you're already inside, similar to the Ketores, that's when you're on the inside. Okay, so this is a little bit of a Hagdama, and that's the Hagdama to Tefillah. The Hagdama to Tefillah is, we live in this world in the Zuchus of someone else. No one got here today in their own zuchus. Anyone that's alive today, it's because of your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. Anyone that survived Corona, it's a mystery. Why? Why us? Why us? There are so many people who passed away. Anyone that's around is a survivor. Yeah, what's the zuchus? Who today can say it's they have their zuchus? And the people who died didn't have zuchusim. No one knows nothing. Nothing, nothing, zero, zilch, zippo, nada, nothing. But one thing we have a little bit of an appreciation is that there's something called zuchus avos. But you can't live your whole life with zuchus avos. When you get inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, you have to make the Ketores. The avos brought you here to this generation, to this matzav. But now it's time for you to do something for yourself also. Just like Avram Avinu, he put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. And Yitzchak said, wait a minute, what about me? What zuchus do I have? Dad, tie me up again. Tie me up again. By tying me up again, that will be my zuchus. And when we invoke Yitzchak's zuchus together with Avram Avinu. When you come to Davin, you're coming to Davin like Yitzchak. We're here. We got in the Zechus Avos. But now we have to go the next step. We have to do something like Yitzchak. We have to earn our own keep. We also want Hashem to say about us, the Akedah She'okad Es Yitzchak B'nai Al Gabe HaMizbeach. Okay, so we learned two Yisoides tonight. The first Yisoid was the synthesis of Emunah with tefillah. Bamo'eda, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, you can have a Yitzchak, the Hemin Bahashem. Yitzchak's a product of Emunah. And then Eretz Yisrael is Korbanos. The Akedah is the synthesis of Emunah and Korbanos. When you come to bring a Korban, it must be Be'emunah. And the second Yisoid is, the second Yisoid is from the Briska Rav. This idea of the two-step process, the double Akedah, the Akedah before the Mizbeach, the Akedah after the Mizbeach, the comparison to the Tztoikim, the Ketores before you come to the Kodesh HaKodashim, preparing the Ketores after you enter the Kodesh HaKodashim, and the fact that we focus on the second portion, which is Yitzchak's portion, and in essence, that's what we're doing in the Koyach of Tefillah. The Avos brought us here. But now it's time for us to also participate, to have our own schus, so Hashem should remember the Akedah Sha'akar is Yitzchak B'nai Al Gabei HaMizbech. Rabbi Yisrael Yashakoyach, for coming, for listening. Have a good night. Enjoy. Have all the best. Day.
So the Corona is HaMizbech, no?
No, it's Pesach Sheni tonight.
That's right, tonight's Pesach Sheni.
Keep away from Corona. Rabbi Levine, it's interesting that the Torah doesn't tell us that he tied up the Ayil. If you ask him.